Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. It is Find It Out Friday, the end of the week. You're getting ready to go into a wonderful weekend. I hope each and every one of you had a great, victorious week out there. You know, we're going to be sharing some things with you. Tiffany and I see it, I change it, I complete it. And the topic is RISE, okay? R-I-S-E. Now, exactly what does that mean? But she'll come on with us. You know, the end of the week, we get a bit busy. Hopefully, not stuck in that meeting. And if she's stuck in that meeting, it's okay, too, because I know it's something that she has to strategize and keep. You know, the Broadway show, Tina, is getting ready to take to the road, okay? Tina must see that. And I'm listening around. You know, we go from one thing to the other. The monkeypox out here, 4,900 cases, okay? And I was just listening. What do you look for? You look for blisters, inflammation, fever, chills, body aches, and all of that stuff. You know, it's just moving in from one thing to the other. So whatever you're doing out there, just be safe about it. I want to let you know that this show is being sponsored by CUC. Community, Unification, and Collaboration. It is an organization with skilled advisors and consultants moving with the community needs in mind. Check them out, CUC. You'll be seeing a lot of that moving around. And talking about moving around, those of you who like the rides and the cotton candy and all of that, LA State Fair is at Santa Anita Park. And that's going to go on through August 22nd. That's moving into my birthday month because I am an August-born person, and I start celebrating August 1st. So I'm taking gifts and congrats and whatever you want to throw this way. We just take it for the whole month of August. And hopefully this wedding that's getting ready to come in here on the weekend, I will not put a damper in my birthday month. Otherwise, I'll just have to put on my galoshes and make sure that the windshield wipers are working on the car and it's good tread on the tires and just keep moving out there anyway, because August is my time. I'm going to be here with you But I'm always moving the entire month of August. That's the way Leos do things. It's starting. Songs over here, you know, humility from a healed, peaceful heart. Humility is born from humility. A willingness to listen to others is born, and from a willingness to listen to others, mutual understanding is born. So we're gonna practice a lot of humility out here. We have Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I observe it, I hear it, I strategize, I correct it, and I complete it. On with us this evening, Tiffany with an I. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, how are you today, this fabulous Friday evening?
You know, I am just like kicked back, relaxed, very excited that you're here with us, as we always are. We appreciate you so much. And I want to let you know that something came to my mind today, and it was the word rise, R-I-S-E. Mm. Now, rise is something that, you know, stuck with me because, you know, we have this moon in Leo out here, and you know Leo is, and I just sort of did a lot of research, and I wanted to know, you know, what's happening with this moon in Leo. It's a very, very powerful move, okay? And since we're trying to do research on what's going on out there in the universe, you know, whatever catches my eye, I like to talk about it. So on that note, you know, I know that you stay abreast of everything. It's that change that was done yesterday and the change that's coming on the 31st. You want to share a little bit of that with us, Tiffany, with an eye, so we can, you know, have some more things to go research? Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
It's very interesting. As I was looking at something the other day, so it deals with, like, breakthroughs is what I'm getting, and just new beginnings. You know, you've got all these planets moving, and it's interesting because, you know, again, as I always say, we are moving into new territory, newness. So now, not only do you have the moon, new moon in Leo, that will be present, the energy will be present till about August 5th. And then after that, you will have the Lion's Gate. The Lion's Gate is pretty powerful too, and that is on 8-8, I believe. 8-8, mm-hmm. So August 8th, we have that coming. And so there's, like, new energy. Everyone's going to feel different. But, you know, as Uranus on the 31st. Okay, so wait. Before we have Leo, the new moon, and that energy is going to take us through the 5th of August. Then we have that Uranus Taurus conjunction that's happening too. And then August 8th, we have Lionsgate. So we have, like, a lot of energy that's coming, positive energy that's coming our way. And I know you've been studying some. And you and I talked about that North Node, which is that has to deal with change and in a different direction. So you have a North Node and a South Node in your chart. So it depends on, you know, we always say, you know, consult someone, do your research, and get your placements in your chart, and that will help you guide yourself through these changes. But I know you had a very, very interesting you found something very interesting, I should say, about the North Node and what that means in terms of the North Node, Taurus, and the Uranus energy that is happening on the 31st.
Well, you know, like, I'm not an expert at this, but because I realize
that by no means we're not an expert.
Yeah. It's very, very important. And not so more, speaking of the North Node, I haven't got, but, you know, you want to know what your rising sign is. That's very important because that rising sign is the layout for the entire house system. That's what your chart is about. And the houses represent exact areas of one's life and the,
right.
and the uniqueness and the determination to, we're different, we're unique. It talks about the type of people and places and life circumstances and how come and how they go into focus through your life. So these things that we're talking about, even though we're just learning about them, we want to care and share out there so we can bring others with us so that they can also start doing their research. Like, you know, when my rising sign is Virgo and that new moon, okay, that came in, that's emotional. You know, that's a, and you also have a sense of gratitude and connectedness, okay? And you want to share with people, they're very relieved to priorities, new friendships, you know, types of feelings and stuff of that nature. And I just like reading that type of stuff. And I can share with the listeners out there, when if you pick up something and start getting into it, it will arouse your suspicion also. And the more you learn about you, the more you're able to kind of like keep you in balance. You know, Stephanie comes on and we deal with all the imbalanceness, the wellness, but she works those chakra series and see that chakra, those series, that's very, very important. A lot of people say, oh, that's hocus pocus. No, it's not. You better pick up some kind of book. And anytime you see anything that's going to help you with you, get into it. Okay, you know, this is a time. At this particular time, it's time to manifest. You want to connect with your higher self. Make a darn wish and see it happen, you know. And as you say, it's new beginnings, Tiffany with an I. You're stepping into a new chapter. And if you're a leader, which we all are leaders, we're all leaders of our own life, but a leader is only as strong as their pack, okay? So once you learn about yourself, and you start paying attention to others that are around you, you're able to form that correct pack, okay? That pack is going to be performed out there. So I brought the title of I Rise, and I say, well, where did that come from? You know, rise. But because of the energy that's out here and the things that we're going through and the trauma and the new beginnings we're stepping into and all of everything else going and coming, you want to, you're elevating, like you say, rise, you're elevating. But you cannot rise until you start with yourself first because you have to understand your uniqueness. You have to be different than anybody else. You know, you have to understand, like I said, for persons that are in the business, and we all are, you want to step into the light and believe in yourself and set yourself apart of the rest, you know. And you we go through things, you know, we got those naysayers and we got those, that negativity, which makes you kind of like look for that correct pack and only discuss things with that pack, because everybody's not going to see it the same way and everybody's not going to be able to go with you. But the most important thing you have to do is be able to go with yourself, okay, because you are the conductor of that train, okay, no matter what. So I was very, very much so interested in the moon in Leo, and since my birthday, mine is coming up, and I'm definitely a Leo, and understanding my signs and trying to learn about this stuff, it intrigues me. So when anything intrigues me, I'm going to put it out there to you. Maybe it intrigues some of y'all out there, and we can all have a great dialogue, because that's how it all begins. Like I said, humility, you know, is from a healed, peaceful heart. So how do you get that healed, peaceful heart dealing with all this stuff we're dealing with? You know, whether you write in the sand, you do your Christian, you read your Bible, your chant, whatever your way of faith is out there, we have to do a double duty. Because if you slack up for 1 minute, okay, the demons will come in on you. And you must keep yourself balanced. Keep yourself abreast of what's going on and be aware of who's up around you. You're not judging anybody. But like I say, we must look for that correct pack, because a good leader is only as strong as their pack. And when you're in a pack, that gives me an idea that all persons in the pack are all leaders. You know, there's no hierarchy here, but you have to be able to spot them and keep them. So now you brought something different to me, this lion gate. Okay, new energy. Now I got to do some research. I'll be looking for it. I'll tell you more what I found out tomorrow. You know, we get involved in things, but as I say again, and we're going to move on from this, those stars are not just up there twinkling in the sky, okay? It's happening, okay. And we're all a part of it. We're all connected, whether we want to believe it or not. We are all connected here. So on that note, I'm going to get off of my lecture podium here, and I'm still feeling this energy that this moon is bringing. The moon's powerful thing, okay? Very, very powerful.
Right.
So
well,
people.
There's supposed to be new breakthroughs on the Leo new moon. So, you know, like whatever you've been in and you haven't really gotten a breakthrough, that energy is supposed to bring a breakthrough and bring different opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always good. And then, you know, when Jupiter retrogrades, which is going to do so at the end of the month. So when it retrogrades, any planet that goes into retrograde, it requires that you bring the past back so that you can evaluate the past and what you want, you know, bury the past, you know, okay, and then, you know, you deal with the present and what you want to take after you deal with, you know, past opportunities, you know, whatever doesn't work, whatever doesn't serve, it's a time to look at that. And that's why Mercury retrogrades like 3 times a year, so that we can naturally look at where we've been and where we want to go. I mean, the universe is awesome. I think anything that, you know, the world is awesome, the animals, the flowers, and as Carmelita mentions all the time, you know, the guidance, you know, is incredible. It really, really is, and it's so mystical. But if you pay attention, you will find the answers. But you got to be still and collect your thoughts, connect with your inner self, you know. And as you do that, maybe you go to the beach, you'll be in nature, and you'll find your answers. You really, really will. Mm-hmm. Everything is there. You know, a flower will tell you they have different meanings. Trees have meanings. You know, animals have meanings. Numbers have meanings. So if you're even off kilter a little bit, there will be something to tell you, you know, what direction to go. Your intuition will tell you first, but then you'll be guided by synchronicities or coincidences or whatever you want to call it. But it's a, I mean, the energies are, I think, are wonderful. And the more you learn about them as it pertains to you, it will make it easier, and I've said this before, to navigate through life. And once you know more about yourself, then you're like, oh, okay. You know what's going to happen at what time so that if, you know, to avoid being triggered, you know, sometimes they'll say, well, this week don't do this because, you know, the energies are increasing and they're high and you need to just take a break, rest, you know, because they'll know what the energies you might be triggered because they're so intense. And this is a time for that. So, and then with everything going on in the world, we just have so much. But, you know, I just say rest and connect with your inner self and get the guidance so that you know how to move, for, you know, navigate through these waters here. I mean, we talk about it all the time, what's going on. You've got the mask mandate that's coming back. You got people vaccinated, but that are still coming in contact with this new variant, which is, you know, 2.5 weeks to recovery from the time that you are exposed to it. And there's just so much going on. And I think people are still having a difficult time just trying to process all this. It's a lot. So I think anything you can...
No, go on. I'm sorry. I'm agreeing over you.
Anything that you can do to positively change you or to help you make whatever you're going through, your challenges, a little bit easier, I suggest that you do. Like you said, if you pray, you chant, meditate, whatever that is. Continue those practices because I'm not going to say it's not, I don't like to say it's not going to get any difficult because I think, you know, that's in everybody's perception what difficult is, you know what I mean? But I think that if we stay focused and focus on the positive aspects of life, like, you know, the little things, like you were able to put gas in your car, you appreciate your home and, you know, having food in your refrigerator and all those things that we could take for granted, but those things help you get to the next level if that's where you're trying to go. You want a bigger house, be thankful for what you have now so you can get that. You want to get out of situations that don't serve you, you've got to be thankful and appreciative of those things currently in the present.
Yes.
You and I know that. I mean, we've studied that.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes, you know, no one is perfect, and sometimes you might drift to the left and you might drift to the right, but then if you are in tune with something and then coupling that to be in tune with yourself, it makes it easier. Then you're not blown away by the eight winds that move out there, prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Those are eight winds, and they go in and out. You don't want to place yourself as like a leaf on a tree branch, blowing everywhere, wherever the wind goes, you go. You want to stabilize like a sequoia tree, okay? You want to plant those roots down up in there, and the only way that's going to come down is if there's a forest fire. I love my sequoias. I love redwood trees. And when I work with the youth, I tell them, you're my redwood trees and you got to stand firm, you know. So when we can recognize, and I'm so glad that we're sharing this, you know, because it's like rise. What does rise mean? That means elevate. Take it on up there. Okay, I tell persons all the time that poop must be smelling good to you, okay? You're like smelling that poop. So what do you do with poop? You either flush it down the toilet, excuse my French, or you spray Lysol on it and move it out the way, okay? But if you're in it and it begins to smell good to you, then you're stuck. We have to continue to move forward no matter what. You know, we have to carry a sharp sword. When you say Lion's Gate, I'm definitely getting off to find out about that, because we must have the strength of a lion, okay? And we have to have heart that are forged like diamonds. Diamonds are only brought to their brilliance through pressure, okay? That's how diamonds come about, through the pressure. So all of those things that we have to carry, and, you know, persons are going through things, and, you know, I look at the world when they say, so-and-so, you were betrayed. I sure was, but I'm not broken, okay? So every time I'm betrayed, I always flash and say, but I'm not broken. So I might have to get some of this crazy glue and clip on some of these broken glass pieces. But as soon as I get them back together, I'll keep moving, because it's not about retreat. It's not about giving up, okay? You have to keep moving out there. So I am so glad that you mentioned 8-8. 8 is a very significant number. 8 means to open, okay? So
yeah,
I just cannot wait. Yes.
And it happens every year. 8-8 happens every year. This Lion's Gate opens every year, 8-8.
Yes. Okay.
It's not one time.
Every year.
It's very interesting. I love studying. And, you know, you were mentioning rise earlier and what it means to rise. And, yes, you might think you're in the ashes, but a phoenix rises from the ashes and comes and it goes straight up from the ash straight up to the sky. It doesn't, it's a straight line. And, you know, you might be thinking you're in a situation, or you might be thinking you're in ashes right now, but it's actually a good place to be, because the only place you can go is up.
That is true. That is the only place that you can go is up. I like that. Yes, because, yeah, it does come up. And, you know, I love my Maya Angelou, and she didn't have it out, but I will talk about it, you know. And then she always talk about it. But even though, as I mentioned, I think it was yesterday, you know, you're going to run into persons that are hindrance, that are blockers, that are all of that. But you know what? You can rise above it all, okay? You have to dig deep, do your research like we do, anything that you see that's pertaining to you or that's going to make you a better you, okay? You have to decide what's going to make you a better you. No one can really tell you. When I do my lectures on purpose, it normally blows individuals away, because I don't go into it the regular way, because it's not what you think it is. So, you know, my creativeness, that the motion is out there, I got to put my purpose back out there. I have to put it out there, you know, so you know the who, the what, the when, and the how. All right, yeah, let's get into it and do it. So that's the creative side. So like you say, you bring back the past, and you take what's working for you, and you let go what didn't. And you don't say that you did anything wrong. You just know you're not going to do it that way again, okay? That's why the motion is moving out here. But I'm very excited about this Lion Gate, 8-8. I hadn't seen that. You know, every time I see anything talking about the stars and the planets, I don't care who's writing it, I like to read about it. And different people express it differently. You know, you have some very, very advanced individuals out there, but, you know, we like to care and share and break it down to the capacity for everybody to understand it, and especially us, okay? So if we understand it, then we can deliver it in an understandable way. You don't want to get too deep out there. You know, the people don't have time to do all that reading. They don't have time to do all that deeping. So like I said, back to where we are with this moon in Leo, it means to connect with your higher self, okay? Get all dressed up, go to your place out there, let the wind blow, make a wish, and see it happen, and step into a new chapter we got to make chapters out here. So on that note, Tiffany, listen, I see it, I strategize it, I check it out, I change it, and I complete it. When I talk about you, that's how I see you, because that's the way that you are. And we're very fortunate to have you come on with your skill set and bring things to us the way that we like to deliver, okay? Because, you know, this show is about community education and collaboration and unification. It's about a whole lot of things. So we come at it in different ways. We have different topics, but each and everything that is brought to our listeners comes directly from our heart. And that's what makes it feel so good, okay? It's heartfelt. And as you and say, I know the listeners can feel that. I know they can, because that's what we do.
Yeah. No, that's true. And what I love about this sharing and caring and what you do is we don't tell the audience what to do, because we can never tell you what to do based on our own experience, because we, you know, everything's different. But it's a place where you can get some information, research it on your own, and do the work. I always say, tell people, do the work. If you do the work, the results will come, but you got to do some work. It just doesn't happen like magically, but do the work. And so offering the information to do the work or to go out and research is tremendous, because once anyone does the work, the results are going to be so much more meaningful to you as if somebody told you what to do. And
yeah,
I don't want to tell anybody what to do, because I just don't know.
You know, well, not only that, it's up to them. Yeah, everybody works a different way. Some people like to read it. Some people like to see it. Some people are visual. It's all things. And no, we're not here to dictate. And we don't have that authoritarian attitude. We just care and share. But we will say this, you know, get up, pick up a book. When you see something that interests you, get into it. You know, it's nothing like getting into it. My students, and they say, well, you know, you always talk to us, Miss Linda, about voice. The voice does the work. Yes, it does. And I'll leave this with the listeners. I'll share this with you. You can kind of like understand it. Sometimes it's first, sometimes it's not so chipper, you know. It just comes out the way it comes out, but it's moving out from the heart, yourself. And we all do it that way. But I want to share this. My voice is used for injustice versus justice. My voice, a bell ringing to change the dark into the light. I will always use my voice, the bell, to inspire, encourage, and uplift. It will not be silenced, so don't try. Shunned or unheard by those who have willingness and wisdom to listen. See, the voice is the bell for light and happiness. The voice always does the work, no matter what. So in order to understand how to use that voice and how to inflect and how to have that sound come out heartfelt, because that's the only way it should go out there, you got to do the work, as you say, Tiffany, with a nod. But I just want to say it again. My voice is used for injustice versus justice. That's the number one. And how I go about doing it might be a bit differently than others, but it's all about collaboration, unification, and connection, community, and communication with us here. So on that note, you know, it's Friday. Lots of things are happening this weekend. They got the Orange County Fair. They got the L.A. Fair. Stephanie is still celebrating her celebration. You know, she Leo, too. She's July. But, you know, Leo's out there, okay? They going to do something. They just going to do something. I don't care if it's nothing but sitting on the brick staring at the sun, and they're going to enjoy it and be all about what they need to be about. It's not going to be about nobody else, not with a Leo, okay? We know how to share.
Really well.
But we also know how to relax, meditate, think about it, learn how to say no. Because we're never going to do anything that displeases us, period. So So here we go with that moon moving out there, with that energy moving. Like you say, it's new, with the new, the breakthrough. Jupiter's in retrograde. Hey, look at that past stuff. It's going to rise back up. Discard what you don't need. And how remarkable the universe is. And the connectedness with all that we have, with everything. We're totally connected. And it's all about a process. All about a process. So before we close out, give us that self-care message to carry us through the weekend. Tiffany, with the I See It, Do It, Change It, and Complete It, please.
I think you said, did you say something with humility, I think, earlier?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
I do. Yes.
So I do have a quote, because, you know, I've been collecting the quotes ever since.
Okay.
I did. Yes. So this quote says, don't be impressed by money, followers, degree, and title. Be impressed by kindness, integrity, humility, and generosity.
Whoa. Can you repeat that one more time before I hit this button and tell everybody have a good weekend? Say that again to us, Tiffany, with an eye.
Sure. Don't be impressed by money, followers, degrees, and titles. Be impressed by kindness, integrity, humility, and generosity.
Kindness, integrity, humility, and generosity.
And generosity.
That's what we're going to leave you with this evening, our family. We want you to stay woke, stay safe, but just stay aware, okay? Because everybody's moving out there. We got to get a little sunshine. And keep up a sentence and tell yourself each moment of the day, I rise. Because we all have the capabilities of doing it. We are doing it whether we recognize it or not. And do not retreat. Do not be defeated. And continue to go. And always think of yourself as this. Tiffany with an I, we love you. Okay? Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back, man, for Monday. Hopefully we don't have too many needs that block us. But if we do, we'll get it done. So listeners, we'll see you and give you something on Monday to be mindful of. Have a great weekend. Stay safe.
Thank
out
you.
There.
You too.
Love you and rise. That's all I have to say.
The strength to carry on. And
it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy Jam. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.